2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18. Good News Translation. Can I read? All right. What we are teaching you now is the Lord's teaching. We who are alive on the day the Lord comes will not go ahead of those who have died. There will be the shout of command, the archangel's voice, the sound of God's trumpet, and the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died believing in Christ will rise to life first. Then we who are living at that time will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. We will always be with the Lord. My emphasis this morning, then we who are living at that time, verse 17, will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So then, encourage one another with this word. Father, this morning, we pray that you will speak to our hearts. Reveal your word to us. Reveal yourself to us in a deeper dimension, Jehovah. By the time you're done with us, we will not remain the same. Your word always makes the difference. Your word is always liberating. So, Father, I step out of the way. I only stand here as your representative and as your oracle in the name of Jesus, turning over all of my faculties to you, turning over all of my thoughts to you, turning over all of my meditations to you, that you might speak to us, that you might inspire us, that you might teach us, that you might shift us in the name of Jesus. But thank you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name, for in Jesus' name we've prayed. And God's people say, amen. Can you say a better amen this morning? I can't hear that amen. Can you say a big amen this morning? Somebody just rolled over on the bed at home right now. I need you to type in the comment section as you shout from deep within your spirit, amen. Remember that you are a spirit being. Hallelujah. You possess a soul and what? So can you shout this morning, the real you, and say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we say amen, we say it is so. The plan of God is so. Amen. The word of God, our lives is what? Aligned with the word of God. Can you shout a bigger amen and make the devil mad this morning? Amen. All right, we're warming up. All right, amen. And I think I needed that amen more than any other person in this place or watching online, because these are the times and the seasons where a lot of things are happening. Tell your neighbor, for me, there is more. Tell another person, for me, there is more. I need somebody to type it in the comment section with so much conviction right now. Say, there is more. And remember, Pishek established the first week that if our faith in Christ is all about the life that we are living here, then it's not worth it. We are done for. Amen. Amen. Do you understand? Because we know that either by rapture or by death, everybody is crossing over. Everybody is going to cross over. There is a day. So even though the struggle is on, that struggle is coming to an end at one point in time. Amen. And for unbelievers, they might not be sure of where the struggle will end, but for us, we know what we are crossing over to. Until we cross over, the prophecy, Johnson, which I'm going to try to break down, is that it will get better and better and better. So either by death or by rapture, everybody is crossing over. There is more. We won't be here forever. We won't deal with this pain forever. We won't deal with this sorrow forever. Do you understand? And you know, today I want to be able to establish the fact that yes, some people have crossed over already because of death. Whether old, whether something happened. And remember, no matter how devastating things are, what is most devastating is to face pain here on earth and then face pain in eternity. And that was what Pishek was able to establish for us last week, eternal perspective. The time here is limited. The time in eternity is unlimited. Amen. The time here is, you know, the struggle. But the time that is unlimited, that is eternal, there is no pain. There is no struggle. But before I run ahead of myself, today I want to establish and teach us about the rapture. So for those of us that are still here, how many of you are still joined to the living? How many of you are still alive? Wow, it took a while before you raised your hand. Hallelujah. Are you still alive? Amen. Are you alive this morning? Amen. I need to say that excitedly. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you alive this morning? Are you here with me? I'm alive. Amen. I am joined to the living and I count it a privilege. So when we are alive, what happens? Because we're still going to cross over. So Pastor D, you're saying we're going to cross over. How? Rapture. And the rapture is the ultimate fulfillment of our salvation. So if we say there is more, if we say the time here is limited, if we say the time where the struggle and pain is limited, and we are crossing over to an unlimited time, an eternal time, where, you know, there is no pain, where there is no struggle, where there is victory, how exactly is that transition going to be made? Do you want to know? We know already, but can we just establish it again from scripture this morning? Amen. And some of these things I would encourage you, if you can read the book of Revelation, read the book of Daniel, read, I think Jesus Christ talked about it in Matthew, Paul talked about it several times in some of his letters. Before the end of this year, if you can take time to just, we call it eschatology, sorry, I'm sorry about that. You know, take your time about the end of the earth. It helps your perspective. It helps your faith. You know exactly where everything is culminating to. Are you with me? First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 54. TPT. It says, listen, I will tell you a divine mystery. Somebody say a divine mystery. Somebody say a divine mystery. So why is it that we try our best to look away from these things or we don't study these things? Because a lot of times it's beyond our mind. It's beyond human comprehension. And that's why some people say, ta, I beg. Amen. But he says, heaven and earth will pass away. Not a dot of my word will pass without being fulfilled. And when he gives this prophecy, whether it's Jesus Christ that is saying it, whether it was John in Revelation, whether it's Daniel, you will see at the end, they will establish that these words are true. This word I will bring to pass. There is a way God goes out of his way to emphasize it again and again. It might look too real, too good to be real or true, but my word is here and amen. It's going to come to fulfillment. It's going to come to pass. And every flesh will get to see it eventually. Even though not in this way that we are in, but would have been transformed. So let me break it down this morning. It says, listen, I tell you a divine mystery. Not all of us will die, but we will all be transformed. How? Verse 52, it will happen in an instant, in the twinkling of his eye. For when the last trumpet is sounded, the dead will come back to life. We will be indestructible and we will be transformed. For we will discard our mortal clothes and slip into a body that is imperishable. Somebody say imperishable. What is mortal now will be exchanged for immortality. And when that which is mortal put on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, Then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. Hallelujah. Somebody, that was a good place for somebody to praise God. That was a good place for somebody to praise God. That is when the struggle is swallowed up. That is when the pain is swallowed up. That is when with the fulfillment of the scripture says, death, oh death, where is thy sting? But going back to the principle of the scripture, you are a spirit. You are a spirit. If any man is in Christ, is a what? Is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Amen. But as you got up from saying the sinner's prayer, when we are looking at you on the outside, can we see anything different? Immediately, can we see anything different? No, right? But immediately your spirit was transformed. That is why he says you are in Christ. Please walk with me this morning. You are a new creature. The whole Jew is no longer alive. Do you understand? No longer exists. The son of Mr. Ajale Koko is no longer. Do you understand? When heaven looks at you, heaven does not look at you because I am, for instance, a child of Mr. Yemade. That was my father's name. Do you understand? I am now the son of God. That is my spirit. My spirit has been redeemed. My spirit has been transformed. Do you understand? Remember, if you go back to the series Inside Out, that Pastor Shegun taught for 1 week, that's about 2 or 3 weeks ago now. Amen. It took its time to break down. So you are a spirit. Tell yourself, I am a spirit. I'm born of God. So the spirit begat spirit. The flesh begat flesh. Are you born of flesh? No. But physically, you possess your mind. Do you understand? And you are still in this body. This body is perishable. This body feels pain. This body can deal with sickness. This body can deal with sorrow. But the real you is redeemed. Do you understand? You cannot be sick. You cannot be sorrowful. You cannot perish. Do you understand? That is why he says you are a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. You are alive. And you are redeemed forever. Amen. So the next time there's a headache, the next time there's a pain, the next time there's a heartbreak, you, the real you, the you that Jesus Christ has transformed, is not the one dealing with it. It is your mind and your body. Do you understand? And as we submit ourselves to the word of God, as we submit ourselves to the knowledge of God, your mind is being saved. Are you walking with me this morning? That's why it says renew your mind. That's why when we begin to talk about the fruit of the spirit, we talk about character development. That's the same thing. Immediately, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You receive the spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. So you are filled with the spirit. That is your spirit. Filled with the Holy Ghost. However, the mind still struggles. So it's being renewed. But you see your body. The factor that makes you still present on planet Earth. Umba, saved. Are you with me this morning? Not saved at all. But he's still the God of all flesh. Hallelujah. That's what when we say man of God, woman of God, you are still what? Man. Body of God is the major factor. Somebody say, I'm a spirit. Somebody say, I'm a spirit. Somebody say, I'm alive in Christ. Somebody say, I'm redeemed. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning. Somebody say, I'm redeemed. Somebody say, I'm redeemed. But by rapture, even though the mind has been saved, by rapture, the body will be fully saved. That is why it says, we give up the mortal for immortality. We give up the perishable for imperishable. Hallelujah. We who are still on earth, not all of us will die. Not all of us will be taken out. We who are still on earth will be transformed. Hallelujah. But it says first that the saints that have gone ahead of us will come back. Do you understand? Their spirit had gone ahead, but their body, they say, needs to come back. So they come back to life. Their body is transformed. Hallelujah. And while they are there, we as well, in the twig, and everything would happen. That's why it's a divine mystery. So that is what we are looking forward to. Kaya ba 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 ba. Every morning when you struggle, every morning morning, whatever you're dealing with, you say, I won't be here forever. There is more to this. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has taken care of my eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have that redemption to look forward to. The ultimate fulfillment of our salvation is the rapture. And I need to establish this morning, the rapture is not the second coming of Christ. Okay, we are going into theology again now. Amen. Can we slow it down again? The rapture is not the same as the second coming of Christ. So it says in the twinkle of an eye. It says in an instant. It says the dead, do you understand? The saints will come back to life and be raised up into heaven. Then we will be redeemed. We will be fully saved. So by rapture, both your spirit, soul, and body saved. Did you get it this morning? Pastor, did I do justice to it? Did you get it this morning? Saved. And that is why we're taking up with Jesus into the air. That is when the struggle is over. The pain is over. That is when all our seeds has been worth it. That is when the discipline of following Christ, declaring who he is, living according to his principle and his word, that is when it will make all the difference. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, I'm saved. I'm being saved. But ultimately, I'm going to be fully saved. Come on, say it now. By rapture, I'm going to be fully saved. So we've talked about people crossing over by death. But by rapture, people that are still alive on planet Earth then cross over and are fully saved. Are you not excited at how wonderful this God is? You want to give God praise this morning? Come on. Come on, give God praise this morning. Give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. So when we talk about rapture, that is when Jesus Christ comes for his church. The whole world will not see him at that time. Amen. It is about the full redemption of the church. The full redemption of our bodies. Amen. But the second coming of Christ is when he comes with all the pomp and pageantry, with all the ephesi. Somebody say ephesi. I can't hear you. That is when the all-powerful God, amen, and that is when he descends from heaven to establish his earthly kingdom. And he shows up with you, me, you, her. I didn't get any witness. Oh, you're not going to be part of us? Are you not going to be part of us? Do you understand? That is when he shows up to establish his kingdom, his earthly kingdom, amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24, 27, 30 says, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible. So this one is not thief in the night too. Are you understanding me this morning? Are you with me this morning? As lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west. So this one is not that some people will see. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The star will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. You know, when we're watching any Bible story on it, my son loves this part. With Jesus, he showed up with his angels, which I just don't bother with. He sent as he's calling it, let him just be preaching it. I just say, boy, you're preaching God. Boy, yeah, with power, everything will be shining, mommy. Everything will be shining, shining, shining. And then, oh, devil and his demons, all of them will die. All of it's okay. But somebody says, well, power and we're glory. Come on, can I hear you say it this morning? Say, we're power and we're great glory. They will see. Sorry, I've jumped ahead of my verse 30. Say, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. Not you. Do you understand? But everybody that does not belong to that kingdom, that is when they like, yay, I've missed it. Yay. It has been said again and again. Yeah, do you understand? And then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. And he's establishing his earthly kingdom. And I love what Revelation 21 says. It says, the Son of Man, and I saw the new earth, and I saw the new heaven, where there was no longer pain, where there was no longer sorrow, where there was no longer sickness. God was their God, and they were his people, and he dwelt amongst them. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Do you understand? At that point, we will not talk about bad governance any longer. We will not talk about bad roads any longer. We will not talk about pain any longer. We will not talk about things being taken for granted any longer. Hallelujah. And that is why when Jesus Christ taught us to pray, he said, when you say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. So the next time we're saying, we're praying about the kingdom coming on earth, then you understand in a better perspective. Are you with me this morning? I'm beginning to wind it down now. Hallelujah. Because it says, when you saw, he saw that revelation he gave John of a new heaven and a new earth, he said it was God's dwelling place. It was beautiful. No more death. No more mourning. No more crying. No more pain. Everything was good. And he says, write it down. These words are trustworthy and true. For God to give a prophecy and then say again, write it down, and then establish again, it is true. That means my name is at stake. I will watch this until it comes to pass. And that was when Jesus Christ talked about it in Matthew 24. He says, heaven and earth will pass away. Do you understand? And I love what Revelation says. It says, the old order has gone and the new has come. Do you understand? However, we are here. We are still being transformed. We are still being renewed. What are we called to do to begin to bring the kingdom of Jesus down on earth right now? So ye are gods. Are you walking with me this morning? Because somebody will not say, Pastor D, so you are talking about the end. You are talking, so right now, what is happening? What is going to happen? How are we going to stay in faith? How are we going to ensure everything is okay? How are we going to ensure that we keep fighting for the right things? How are we going to ensure that we don't buckle under the struggle? Amen. Hallelujah. It is the fact that you are saved already. The you, your spirit is already saved. And even though the struggle is real, your salvation is unshakable. Are you with me this morning? Even though the struggle is real, your salvation is unshakable. Next week, we're going to get to talk about in details what really happens after the rapture. Some of the controversies of when exactly the rapture is happening. But I know even Jesus Christ said himself, some of these things, even the angels, I do not know. It is God exactly that determines the time. Hallelujah. Have you read that in your scripture before? Matthew 24. What happens, the marriage supper, that everything. We'll talk about it next week. But first, I want to come back because now you know that you are redeemed. You are being redeemed and you are going to be fully redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. So between redemption and being, we want to work it out. Can we work it together this morning? Are you going to work with me this morning? So the struggle is real. The pain is real. The things happening are overwhelming. Your body ideally should buckle, but your salvation cannot be taken from you. Never. Somebody say never. Unshakable. Somebody say unshakable. Somebody say unshakable. Somebody say unshakable. I need to hear you shout out this morning. Say unshakable. I need to hear you shout out. Say unshakable. So the next time you see us post on social media, do you understand? The next time you want to step out there, whether to protest, the next time you want to work out a strategy, hallelujah, and the devil brings a thought to your head and say, it is all done. You are all done for. There is no future. It cannot work. Somebody say unshakable. Somebody say unshakable. Hallelujah. If it was that we did not have the strength and the power to bring the kingdom of God, to begin to bring the kingdom of God to earth, then Jesus Christ will not say we should pray it. Do you understand? Thy kingdom come. thy will be done. And before I jump ahead of myself this morning, the solace and the comfort I will find in God's love is very powerful. Can be very powerful. But you need to find that solace. You need to always find your way to the cross. You need to always hold on fast to the faith. Hallelujah. Hold on fast to the word of God. Hold on fast to the power of God. Because you know why that salvation is unshakable? Because it's driven by God's love. And his love is unquestionable. His love goes as deep as you need it to go. Goes as high as you need to go. Goes as wide as you need to go. Surrounds you. Influences everything. So the devil keeps attacking so that you feel God does not love me. God is not in control. Hallelujah. God is not in charge of things. Hallelujah. But he's working and he's renewing everything, because ultimately the old order is going to be taken out and the new order is going to come. But in the meantime, we need to be focused. Because as many people as possible, he wants them to give them the opportunity to be able to cross over to this kingdom. Because once that trumpet sound, hallelujah, so at the second coming of Christ, he establishes his kingdom. So you've got to Revelation 21. It talks about the new earth, heaven, the new earth, no pain, no what. Do you understand? He now says, but for those that have been a part of iniquity, for those that do not belong to him, at that time they are put into the lake of fire. And that is when they experience the second death, which is eternal death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everybody will give account to. Amen. Pastor Shegu talked about it last week. And next week we're going to establish everybody will, good or bad, you will give accounts. Amen. And even if we are trying to hold you accountable, and you think we cannot hold you accountable, there is a God that is going to ultimately hold you accountable. But before then, we are custodians of his kingdom, custodians of his love, expression of his grace, expression of his mercy. Are you with me this morning? So we can't afford to get thrown up and down, because it says, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39, New Living Translation, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us? The struggle is real, but God's love is more real. Hallelujah. God's love is more powerful. God's love is more transformational. Hallelujah. It says, does he mean he no longer loves us? If we have trouble or calamity, are you with me this morning? Are you walking with me this morning? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As scripture says, for your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep. No. Somebody say no. Can I hear you shout from your spirit this morning? Say no. Can I hear you shout this morning? Say no. In spite of the pain, in spite of the struggle, we're saying no. We are not separated from the love of God. Hallelujah. God loves us still. God is still in charge. God is still faithful. Hallelujah. I'm sure when the Israelites were in Egypt for that long years, and the Egyptians enslaved them and terrorized them and dealt with them, they would have doubted the love of God. But somebody said there is a prophecy. Somebody said there's a prophecy, and God watches over his word to perform it. There was the day where Pharaoh thought they can take the children of Israel for granted. But God said, no, they are my people. And said, it's time. Hallelujah. So we say no. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Jesus, who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life. Somebody say amen. neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell, because Jesus Christ took care of that, can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation, somebody say nothing, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Can somebody celebrate God's love this morning? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that has transformed us, that keeps transforming us, and we are able to look forward to our ultimate salvation. Hallelujah. I need you to tell your neighbor for me this morning, we won't be here forever. There is more. We won't be here forever. So no matter what happens, we win. Come on, hallelujah. We win. So the devil can't take us down. And even when he strikes us, it can't keep us down. Hallelujah. Because the love of Christ envelopes us. Do you want to rise up on your feet this morning?